Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about why you should promote your business online. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Laura Bowman, Mississippi State University Extension Service instructor. So Laura, I noticed some interesting facts about internet use in households. What does this say about the importance of promoting our businesses or operations with websites and or social media?
We recently did a study out of our office in the Center for Technology Outreach where we measured the internet use of Mississippi households. And internet use here for Mississippi households is on the rise. We had comparative data from 2011 to 2014. And in every category, it rose. Overall, internet use is on the rise in Mississippi homes. It's for low-income families, rural families, and those ages 65 and above actually rose the most.
What questions should we ask ourselves before starting a website or social media page?
I think before you just say, oh, I've got to have a website or I've got to have a social media page, this is what everyone's doing, you need to consider, why are you going to do that? Who's going to be your target audience? Just if you're doing anything else to promote your business, you need to think, who am I trying to target with my message? What am I trying to promote? What's the purpose of my website or my social media page? It's very easy to just create a website now, but it's using that website and that social media page effectively to make sure that it reaches the right consumers at the end and that the people that want to know about your products and your business are able to find you.
So there are many important items that we must include. What are these items?
First off, you want to make sure that your address is there, your location. If you have a physical business, if you're a brick and mortar store, you want to make sure that your address is correct, that your location on the map is correct. If that's Google Maps or Bing Maps or even on a Facebook map, if it's incorrect, you can fix that, and we'd be glad to help you do that here at the Mississippi State University Extension Service because it's very important that your customers found you. You also want to have your phone number. Allow customers to contact you, whether it's through a message or email. Just have multiple ways to contact, and you want to have information about your business. Who do you serve? What can you offer them? Just really leave no questions asked. And then if someone does have a question, they can contact you and ask you more specifically about that information. You want to have pictures. You want to have really good quality pictures show what your business looks like, what your products look like. Make sure that your content is relevant and that you're also constantly changing it. So if you create a social media page and a website and you work on it for a month and then you leave it and you don't come back to it for a year, I'm sure things have changed. So you want to make sure that you're constantly updating and that you're posting relevant information. You can create a website now for less than $100 a year, and that's a basic website. If you want to add a shopping cart or to actually sell items online, that's going to increase the cost. You're going to have transaction costs for when you take payments online, and then also it just costs a little bit more to run a website that has a shopping cart. But for a basic website, honestly, you can do it for under about $75. You purchase your domain, and then you purchase hosting, and then there's several different template-based website builders that you can use where you drag and click and you build your own website, and those are very inexpensive, usually less than about $5 a month to use. Social media, there is no fee with social media, but a very important thing to remember when using social media and you think, oh, it's free, I don't have to pay to use it, is that you don't own the actual social media. So that if you have a Facebook, a Twitter, or Instagram, and you're using all of these free social media tools, which is great, and you want to use those to promote your business, but if for some reason, and this has happened, that the platforms lock your account because they don't like how you're doing something, or that these platforms go down, then you have no way to reach your customers. But when you have a website, you own your domain, you own your www.yourbusinessname.com, you own the content, you can change it as you want, you can update things, and so that will always remain there. You control that, and you don't necessarily have all of the control that you think you have with social media.
So how can we get started creating a website or social media page?
If you're interested in creating a website for your business or you need help with your social media, contact your local extension office, or you can contact the Center for Technology Outreach within the Mississippi State University Extension Service, and our number is 662-325-3226.
Today we've been speaking with Laura Bowman, Mississippi State University Extension Service instructor. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a good day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.